Something surrounds you, bombards you, some of which you can't see, touch, or even feel. Every day, everywhere you go, it is odorless and tasteless, yet you use it and depend on it every hour of every day. Without it, the world you know could not exist. What is it? Electromagnetic radiation. These waves spread across a spectrum from very short gamma rays to X-rays, ultraviolet rays, visible light waves, even longer infrared waves, microwaves, to radio waves which can measure longer than a mountain range. This spectrum is the foundation of the information age and of our modern world. Your radio, remote control, text message, television, microwave oven, even a doctor's X-ray, all depend on waves within the electromagnetic spectrum. Electromagnetic waves, or EM waves, are similar to ocean waves in that both are energy waves. They transmit energy. EM waves are produced by the vibration of charged particles and have electrical and magnetic properties. But unlike ocean waves that require water, EM waves travel through the vacuum of space at the constant speed of light.
Thank you. something else from the transmitter tower into the tubes and coils behind your radio dial.
These are the things of our corner of peace. They say it took the radio through the window once it was and of course it would break the glass window. And the radio would sit down the roof still hanging into my wall. Oh, what marvelous radio.
This is Frosty, the Lord of the Living Flames and Smoke.
Don't get too near that leak. You wouldn't want to wind up in the other universe, would you?
So here's this sort of radiophonic form of radiance where you have these technologies and people connected to other people. It is not nearly a product of radio and radio technologies and other 20th century technologies, but it goes back to sort of pre-Socratic philosophers and their attempt to figure out exactly sort of how we're connected.
We don't want to pay DJs, we don't want to program our station, we don't want to do news.
They continued to broadcast, and these facilities were attacked by armed gunmen who basically shot up the transmitters and other equipment and silenced that public radio TV system that the people were using.
All I can do is ask them to fake. All right, let you know that we're violating our 15 or you. Yeah, have a nice day.
We are at war with our own government. It's no longer a democracy, and that in order to win any war, you need to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. And even if you can't shoot or move, if you can communicate, you can keep your eyes from getting shot and understand how to move safely. And I really feel like communication is the key point to winning this war.
What we've seen is the radio and television industry taken over by basically a military-industrial complex that sees it as a weapon and is not going to allow that weapon in the hands of people who will challenge the power and the authority of the interests that be.
It could be.
Well, Mari, they are very few cases. They're all unfortunately an incident out in Iowa.
Look, gentlemen, practice these words in front of the mirror. Although we are constantly experiencing this tonight, currently, there is no direct evidence that links cell phone usage to brain cancer.
Technology to make your own radio station is getting cheaper and cheaper.
But that's just to create on Facebook, which is a very marketing strategy because it's an offset penalty for using a transmitter in the 50s. In the 50s, some pupils in Eastern Germany closed their transmitter.
I'm broadcasting on all AM frequencies.
We've seen both in Afghanistan and in Iraq, one of the first things that the government does is start their own micro-pirate radio station. I guarantee you they never went to any bureaucracy in Afghanistan or Iraq and requested permission to begin broadcasting their messages across that country.
Speaking of the radio without messages, silent radio and television without images.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink.
What is the number?
The number of the day. Who could ask for more? The number of the day is 4.
This pledge drive is brought to you by the number 4 and the letters WGXC. Pledge your support at WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400.
Now let's stomp 4 times. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You are tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra. This is Jim McCabe, and I'm here, if you just tuned in, this is Jim McCabe, along with Chris Bishop from Vinyl Rundown and Sam Sebring, Nothing Is Real, Radio Hour, and we're just kind of each doing our own little thing here, trying to make you feel warm and cozy, and
maybe thirsty.
And maybe thirsty, yeah. Well, we'll have to hold off on the cocktails for a little while, though. It's the make-believe tiki bar for now.
Yeah.
So, and we're also doing a pledge drive, and we have a phone number for you to call.
518-697-7400, right? 7400.
That's it.
Yep.
697-7400.
Or WGXC.org/donate if you want to donate online. A lot of people like to do that. That's really easy. You can also stop by the studio anytime this week, 704 Columbia Street in Hudson on the second floor. We'd love to see you, meet you. Give us your thoughts on the station, what you want to hear, what you don't like to hear, anything like that.
Tell us how your life's going. I mean, whatever it is, you know, we're here to listen and to hopefully entertain and inform. And
thanks for everyone who's been calling so far. And also thanks to people who've been donating food to help us out. Everybody who's working really hard here to get through this pledge drive, and I know Crossroads has donated some food. Thanks a lot, Crossroads. Programmers have donated food. Thank you guys, and yeah, keep the phones ringing.
And we got some cool merchandise too. If you go to the website, you can see pictures of there. Well, actually, there's a whole merchandise section, but on the WGXC.org/donate, there's like pictures of some like really cool T-shirts that you get if you make a donation at a certain dollar level. Yeah, this is listener supported, hands-on community radio, of course, and so nobody gets paid really, except one or two hardworking staff. But it's pretty much basically a volunteer operation. So if you can help us out, that would be great. 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Yeah, people coming out in this frigid temperatures to keep this whole thing going. It's kind of amazing how many people are involved with this project and constantly working on this project, volunteers. And then, you know, with a tiny, tiny paid 2.2 paid staff, you know, one person had like their legs cut off and their arms and maybe some other part of their body. So they're down to a 0.2 of a person. That's how, you know, much we would really appreciate your pledges right now.
So they're on the budget. They're a 0.2 full-time equivalent.
But, yeah, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking about, you know, we've got three DJs here from three different towns in the area, none of which is Hudson, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm from Ghent. Jim lives in Stockport.
Although I have a Hudson mailing address for whatever reason that is. I don't know. There's a post office close.
Yeah, but you're not in Hudson. You're in
I'm not in Hudson. No. Northwest Claverick.
Right, and I'm in Athens, across the river.
So we have both counties represented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's part of, I think, you know, I was thinking about it just, so this is 4 years that we've been on the air, and really the transformation and progression of what the station has accomplished is really remarkable in terms of just, you know, bridging these different communities. That's always been part of the mission of the station, has been to reach other communities, get communities more connected across both sides of the river. And now we have programmers from all over the place and from all different ethnicities, like today, Sunday being a really good example of what we've accomplished in terms of community with this station is really unlike and beyond, I think, any other organization in our area. I mean, there's other organizations doing great work, but this is really remarkable what we have here.
It's very cool. I've been here part-time since 2002, and I guess I got involved in the station around 2009. I think that was the fall of that year, and then we had the New Year's Eve party. But I never would have met lovely people like Sam and Chris and Cheryl if it hadn't been for the radio station, and it's so much fun. And, yeah. You know, there's lots of other people out there, I'm sure, who would like to get involved, maybe have a show of their own. Radio is great, and this is like you can have your own voice here, and where else can you do that? It's a pretty rare thing. So.
Exactly. It's like it's empowering on a certain level because it gives voices to people that are otherwise not really being heard. And that's one of the greatest things this station provides, I think.
And in so many different ways, too. I mean, people contribute by playing music on the air or by talking about local issues, environmental stuff, national politics, local politics, all kinds of things. So any interest you have is probably represented here on the station in some form. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Tangled up tubes. Because you got tangled up with all these things and going on the internet commercially.
I think it's absolutely essential to provide streaming stuff going on the internet. The tubes. Fiber optic network tubes. I don't have to have that kind of speed. I don't think anyone here has defined what net neutrality is. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And here we have this one situation. 10 movies streaming across that internet. I don't think we are saying that they cannot. I think it's absolutely essential. In the center, whether you realize that, you're asking for regulation for massively invading this world of the internet.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not finished. But when we take fiber optics really indicate that anyone that wants to use this system for massive commercial purposes, those tubes can be filled. Tangled up tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's streaming. A series of tubes. Why did we do that? Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal internet. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to Radio Theater today. And we're tracing the path of the WGXC signal from this microphone to your radio speaker with the sounds of Kraftwerk in the background ether. WGXC's audio signal originates in either Acre, Catskill, or Hudson. WGXC has a studio at 704 Columbia Street in Hudson, in the Catskill Library's Carnegie Room in Catskill, and in the Wave Farm Study Center in Acre on Route 23 in Greene County. Microphones in those three studios that let folks talk and say whatever they want to reach ears in Greene County, Columbia County, Southern Albany County, Southern Rensselaer County, Western Massachusetts, Eastern Schoharie County, Eastern Delaware County, Northern Ulster County, and Northern Dutchess County, and all around the world at WGXC.org online. How does that sound from the microphone travel? Well, my voice heads into the microphone, and from there it travels through an XLR cable into a console. Out of the console, it's mixed where it's mixed with other sounds. It leaves for a compressor to equalize the noises and that you hear on the radio. After the compressor, the signal leaves through another cable and heads to a computer, where it's routed through some software that's now called Butt and headed to a server in Chicago through a long series of tubes on the internet. From Chicago, the signal heads back through another long series of tubes to the transmitter site in Cairo on Route 67 up a very large hill or small mountain. There it reaches another computer and is sent into a 3,300-watt transmitter via another cable. In the transmitter, the signal is translated from one energy source to another, from one wave to another, heads up another cable, up a large tower where there's a blinking red light that you can see when you drive down Route 23 east as it just reaches Route 145. It's also cell service. The prominent antennas that you see on this tower are from Verizon, AT&T, and other cell phone providers. WGXC's small FM antenna is barely visible unless you get closer on Route 67. And that's where the signal leaves and heads out to reach your radio. Radioactivity.
Let us review in detail the separate actions which take place in an AM transmitter. The information, or intelligence to be transmitted, starts as sound waves which travel through air. The microphone picks up these waves and transforms them into electrical energy. Now the intelligence travels into the transmitter, taking the form of audio frequency voltages. Audio frequencies generally fall within a range of from 300 to 3,000 cycles per second. However, it is not practical to transmit these audio frequencies directly. An oscillator provides a much higher frequency. This radio frequency wave is called a carrier. By means of a modulator and one or more RF amplifiers, the amplitude variations of the audio signal and the radio frequency carrier are combined. Now the intelligence takes the form of amplitude variations in the carrier. The amplitude modulated RF carrier is fed to the antenna, from which it is radiated through space to the receiving antenna. Once the signal has left the antenna, however, it can be affected by many disturbances. For example, one such disturbance can be lightning. Let's freeze the signal at the receiver antenna and see what the interference has done to it. Our primary concern is with the amplitude variations, for they carry the intelligence. To a point, the variations are just as we transmitted them, and the AM system was working fine. But the lightning has added new variations. These are superimposed upon the variations carrying intelligence. There are many man-made devices and natural elements or occurrences that can affect the amplitude of the RF carrier. Each one adds more hash, more static, more interference. The receiving antenna will pick up both the composite RF waves from the transmitting antenna and the random noises generated by the lightning. These two will combine and distort the amplitude of our desired signal. Now, a partial review of what happens in the AM receiver. The amplitude modulated RF carrier is picked up by the receiver's antenna. The receiver extracts the intelligence carried by the RF, transforms it back to an audio signal, amplifies it, and feeds it to the speaker. It emerges from the speaker as sound waves, which can be heard and understood by the human ear, unless the intelligence is smothered by interference. To see how interference gets through to the speaker, one of the receiver components, the detector or demodulator, must be examined. The detector receives the RF and transforms its amplitude variations into corresponding audio voltage variations. The detector does its job well, but blindly. It cannot think or interpret. Feed it an RF signal with constant amplitude, and there will be no output signal. Feed it a modulated RF, and it will provide an audio signal which mirrors the amplitude variations of that RF. Feed it an RF signal that has been hashed up by interference, and the audio signal will contain an accurate reproduction of that same interference. The audio signal mirrors the interfered RF signal fed into the detector. There you have a major disadvantage of AM radio. It is unable to separate the intelligence from the hash and static that appear when conditions are unfavorable. In frequency modulation, the frequency of the carrier is modulated, as evidenced by the uneven spacing of the waves, rather than the amplitude. An unmodulated carrier would be the same for FM as it is for AM. It has constant frequency and constant amplitude in its unmodulated condition. The carrier frequency, which is determined by the oscillator, is called the rest frequency. So long as there is no audio signal, the carrier is unaffected. But see what happens when an audio signal is applied, starting with the negative half cycle. For this illustration, the negative half cycle causes the carrier to drop below its rest frequency, as evidenced by the wider spaced wave. When the positive half cycle of the audio signal is added, it causes the carrier to rise above its rest frequency, as evidenced by the narrow space wave. This is an audio signal of one complete cycle with a corresponding frequency modulated RF wave underneath it. A variation of the amplitude in the audio signal is accurately reflected by a frequency variation or modulation in the RF carrier. The negative half cycle of the audio made the carrier drop below rest frequency, and the positive half cycle of the audio made the carrier rise above rest frequency. The carrier's ability to reflect the amplitude of the audio signal can be easily visualized. But how will it record changes in the frequency of the audio signal? This question can be answered by changing the frequency of the audio signal and observing the results in the carrier. If the frequency of the audio signal is doubled, then in the same period of time, there will be two complete cycles instead of one. Note that the amplitude of the two-cycle audio signal is the same as the amplitude of the single-cycle audio signal. Now let's see what this has done to the carrier. As before, the carrier responded to the amplitude of the negative half cycle by dropping below rest frequency, and the carrier responded to the amplitude of the positive half cycle by rising above rest frequency. Thus, the carrier has moved above rest frequency twice as often in the same interval of time, and the carrier has moved below rest frequency twice as often in the same period of time in response to the doubling of the audio signal frequency. But since the amplitude of the audio signal was not changed, the distance above and below rest frequency traveled by the carrier has remained constant. A typical FM channel, 40 megacycles, would be located here. This is the rest frequency of the channel. When the carrier is frequency modulated, it will move above and below its rest frequency. In other words, it will need room on the spectrum to carry its frequency variations. A typical amount of room might be 15 kilocycles above rest and 15 kilocycles below rest. To avoid conflict with adjacent FM channels, 10 kilocycle guard bands are added on each end. This typical channel will allow the carrier a 15 kilocycle deviation above and below its rest frequency. Add to this the 10 kilocycles on each end for guard bands, and the total band width is 50 kilocycles. The 50 kilocycles band width is not a standard. All FM transmitters do not have the same deviation. It will vary in accordance with the equipment's design and mission, but the principles under study apply to any and all FM transmitters. Ordinarily, an audio frequency wave is visualized horizontally like this. But in order to see more clearly its modulating effect on the carrier, let's shift it about and direct it at the channel. Notice that the amount of deviation above and below rest frequency is determined by the amplitude of the modulating signal. If we raise or lower the frequency of the modulating signal, we increase or decrease only the speed at which the carrier moves above and below its rest frequency. We do not change the extent of its deviation. Only by changing the amplitude of the modulating signal do we change, decrease, or increase the extent of deviation above and below rest. FM circuitry is designed so that maximum amplitude of the modulating signal will cause the carrier to deviate to the maximum frequency range assigned to it. Note that this does not include the guard band, or in other words, the carrier will swing as far above and below its rest frequency as it can go. Now that we are familiar with the basic principles of FM, let's make a quick rundown of the components that make it possible. The transmitter's components are similar in name to their AM equivalent, and they do similar jobs, but in a different way. The audio circuits provide the audio frequency signal, which is fed to the modulator. The action of the modulator is such that the output of the oscillator is a frequency modulated RF wave. The components of the FM receiver are a bit more complex, for they have an additional factor to contend with. The incoming carrier contains intelligence in the form of frequency variations, but it also contains amplitude distortions, hash and static. These we do not want. Since these distortions are located along the amplitude peaks of the carrier, we can eliminate them by eliminating the peaks. This is accomplished by a circuit that clips the peaks by limiting the amount of current flow induced by the positive and negative alternations of the carrier. This stage is called a limiter. Its output is a wave that still carries the intelligence in the form of frequency variations, but it no longer includes the extremes of amplitude that carried any interference picked up during transmission. The next step is to extract the intelligence, to change the frequency variations back into audio frequency voltage variations, which we can then amplify and feed to a speaker. In an FM receiver, this is the function of the demodulator or discriminator. You might say that the discriminator in FM is the rough equivalent of the detector in an AM receiver. Feed the frequency modulated carrier into the discriminator and its output will be an audio frequency voltage. Feed it an RF signal with constant frequency and there will be no output signal. All FM discriminators do the same job, but not all do it the same way. For a briefing in the fundamentals of the discriminator, let's take a simplified look at how this typical discriminator does its job. We are primarily concerned with two things, the wave and the discriminator. In place of the wave, this vertical line will represent the range of input frequencies to the discriminator. This horizontal line represents the frequency range of the carrier. It also will represent rest frequencies. This line will represent the maximum deviation above rest frequency, and this line will represent the maximum deviation below rest frequency. On this scale, we will see the frequency of the carrier as it arrives at the discriminator. Now we'll add another scale. This one will measure the voltages of the audio frequency signal coming from the discriminator's output. We'll add three dotted lines. One will represent zero voltage. A second line will represent peak positive voltage. And a third will represent peak negative voltage. When the carrier is at rest frequency, the audio output voltage of the discriminator will be zero. Thus, an unmodulated carrier results in no audio signal. For this illustration, when the carrier deviates above rest frequency, the circuitry of the discriminator generates a positive voltage. When the carrier drops back down to rest frequency, the positive voltage gradually diminishes. When the carrier deviates below rest frequency, the discriminator responds with a negative voltage at its output. When the carrier moves back up to rest frequency, the negative voltage diminishes to zero. Now watch the continuous action. Note that the amplitude of the audio signal is an accurate reflection of the amount of the carrier's deviation above and below rest frequency. Also note that the frequency of the audio signal is an accurate reflection of the rate or speed at which the carrier registers its deviation. Thus, the audio signal's two characteristics, its amplitude and its frequency, are an accurate reflection of the carrier's amount of deviation and rate of deviation. In this way, we have transformed an RF carrier's frequency variations back into an audio frequency signal. From the discriminator, the audio goes into an audio amplifier, and from there to a speaker or headphones. The intelligence has completed the trip from transmitter to receiver.
These are the voyages of WGXC Morning Show, to boldly go where no listener has gone before. Its four-year mission to explore a new you, new airwaves, to seek out new songs and substantive entertainment. WGXC, this is a pledge drive time. Please make a difference. Participate in keeping WGXC on the air. Call in at 518-697-7400. Or we're streaming live all over the world at WGXC.org. Please make a difference, and thank you.
I'm DJ Neva Wartell, and special guest Jen Dubois, So one more time, we're going to ask you to call.
Sí, por favor, llame 518-697-7400 para hacer una donación o visitar a la web wgxc.org y hacer el botón de donar. Gracias.
And the number in English, 518-697-7400 and wgxc.org/donate. Thank you very much for anybody who has called. Aquí en WGXC, we have for a $100 contribution, we have an awesome shirt by our programmer, Tyson Hoff. It is, it's kind of hard to describe. It's a clown. It's a clown. It's a deep purple shirt with a hot pink and blue clown with lettering WGXC 90.7. Well, if, you know what? If you go to the website, WGXC.org, you can see for yourself these great T-shirts. And then for a $65 contribution, there's another shirt by Jill Sutton. And that is lettering in the shape of a heart. And, well, anyway, we're very happy to have your donations. And, you know, you should be able to get something for it. These are limited editions, and they're highly collectible. We know people who have every year, every pledge drive, we have different T-shirts. And there are people who actually collect them all. And it's worth it because, you know, 40 years from now, while we're still on the air, people are going to say, they're going to be walking around in their T-shirt with a whole threadbare T-shirt with holes, but wear it proudly.
Those are the best
shirts. Because they've been wearing
it,
absolutely. They've got real life in them, and they tell the history of WGXC and people's involvement with their community radio. So do you want to feel like saying in Spanish about, you don't have to say all of that business, but
sure,
about the camisetas.
Bueno,
you know?
Sí, hay camisetas para hacer una donación de $100 o $65. Puede escoger entre dos camisetas, una diseñada por Tyson Hoff y la otra diseñada por Jill Sutton. Y son una parte de una colección para algunas personas de cada año de donaciones que tienen de todas las camisetas. Puede ser también que unas tienen camisetas de Fall of the Book también. I think some of the best T-shirts are T-shirts that were collected and loved over time. And sometimes owned prior by someone else. That's my personal favorite.
Yeah. So, you know, we have our mobile studio in the Carnegie Room in the lower level of the Catskill Public Library. And we broadcast on Tuesdays. We do the Tuesday afternoon show. And on Sundays, Jill and Corey, who are also a co-host with me on the Tuesday show, they do Rock and Roll Martian on Sunday nights from 10 to 12.
Open up eternal lips and swallow me.
Lend your voice to an open mic at the Caro Library, broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM. Come out and share your spoken word, music, comedy, and more. Play your song, tell your story. Step up to the Caro Library open mic on WGXC Friday, February 20th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on the radio and in person at the Caro Library, 15 Railroad Avenue behind Town Hall on Main Street in Caro. Call 518-622-9864 for the library for more information, or go to WGXC.org.
Open up eternal lips and swallow me.
When you hear sound, when you hear radio, propagation
waves. The propagation of waves, waves, waves. Before transmitters, there were steeples. Before wireless, there was prayer. Before ham radio, there was monastic devotion. The miracle of radio is just the most modern miracle. What is radio good for? I'll tell you, it's good to dispense information. Amuse the multitudes. Scare people to death. Issue commands. Incite riot. A call to arms. Chastise the listener. Plea for funds. Emergency instructions. Weather reports. Story hour. Radio plays. And music. Classical. Pop. Swing. Rock and roll. And mood music. Crystal balls are obsolete. But are they? They don't need to be plugged in. And they never need batteries. But where can you find one of those these days? You can pick up a radio at a store.
Thank you.
To our pledge drive for WGXC. We're raising $15,000 this go round, and you can donate to WGXC by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400.
Yes?
Sure. I'll check it out. But so far, no one's on 697-7400. And the other way is the fancy schmancy way of going online, wgxc.org/donate.
Yes, and Stan Getz is playing the saxophone. He's playing the alto. I'm not sure whether he's playing the alto or the tenor. I'm ashamed to say.
Such a rich sound, it's hard to tell. It sounds, my guess would be alto played high. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is something we rarely do, which is talk over music, Lincoln. We're getting very exotic here.
Yes, very slick. Commercial operation.
You picked up some tricks here. Please donate 697-7400.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm in love with Hudson Valley. I'm in love with the radio on. It helps me from being alone at night. It helps me from being lonely late at night. Don't feel so bad now in car. Don't feel so long, got the radio on. Like the road running. I love the Catskill Mountains. I love Acre, Cairo, Athens, Rome, Troy. I can go there, don't have to be New York. Oh, the radio on. Say, welcome to Bear 1989. Passion pushes into 90.
Radio on.
Highway is your girlfriend. I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out all night.
Radio on. Radio on.
Roadrunner, roadrunner.
Radio on.
Going faster miles an hour.
Radio on.
Gonna drive a price chopper.
Radio on.
With the radio on at night.
Radio on.
Me in love with Hudson Valley.
Radio on.
From Catskill and all the streets I got there.
Radio on.
And Athens.
testing.